I'm very happy to be with you today. I have a bit of a cold, so I'll try not to cough on the people in the front and try my best not to make too much noise, but one does what one can with one's situations. And so the theme for the day, actually you could say there is two themes, which I think can go together, is a theme in the morning of loving kindness and the theme in the afternoon of equanimity. And the way I want to look at the themes is actually mainly through the practice. And to see what are the tools of awareness, the practice we can do, which can help us to cultivate, but also to develop and to experience loving kindness. And in the same way, in the afternoon, to look at practices and how we can cultivate, develop, experience equanimity. And what do we mean by equanimity? What do we mean by loving kindness? And so first, in the morning, in a way, it's kind of like two sessions I want to do, two themes which go together, same in the afternoon. And so the theme in the morning, which I want to look at, which I think go well together, is actually the practice of listening with the practice of loving kindness. That in a way, if we want to cultivate love and loving kindness, which is in a way looking at ourselves and at others in a different way, which is in a way opening ourselves to ourselves and to others, in a way we have to be, one nearly could say, in the mood to listen, in the mood to be there for ourselves, for the other. And what I would say beyond, generally, we have a fairly automatic way of relating to ourselves, of relating to others. And often it can be quite critical. So that it's nearly like we go into this judging critical mode about ourselves. I'm like this, I should not do this, I should be better. Or they should not be like this, or if only they did this, and if only. And then, which in a way puts us often in what I would nearly call like an irritable mood in connection to ourselves or to other. Or sometime, and this will join the theme of equanimity, in a hypersensitive mood for ourselves and others. And that's what is interesting in the silence. The silence, in a way, is not to give you a hard time, but the silence is to explore how is it to be in silence with others, and through that silence, in a way, cultivate what I would call openness. Openness to myself, openness to others, without preconception. Because often we have very quickly judgment about ourselves and others, which, of course, if we are, I don't know, in Cambridge, in a bad area of the town, in the middle of the night, it's good to kind of, you know, be on the lookout for bad guys. But maybe we don't need to do this all the time when nothing is happening, it's a sunny day, and nothing is threatening us. And so I think the first thing I want to talk about is listening meditation. Because I think listening meditation in a way is trying to help us to be in a more receptive mood. But a receptive mood which is also a balanced mood. Because I think this is what we'll talk more this afternoon about equanimity, is that in a way in order to be able to be loving and kind, in order to be open, to be receptive, we need at the same time to be stable. So that we don't kind of, in a way, are too receptive, that everything comes and we don't know what to do with it. But how can we be receptive and at the same time, there is this balance, there is this stability. And so one of the things we're going to do today is to do the sitting meditation, is to do the walking meditation. And in the sitting meditation, we're going to try to have a stable posture. And we're trying to just sit for 25 to 30 minutes at a time. For people who have done it before, this will be easy, because a lot of us might sit for 45 minutes at a time, and 30 minutes, it's a breeze. For people who have never done much meditation or never meditated before, 30 minutes might feel like a year. You know, like every minute, every second, nothing is going on, and you know, and she's still not ringing this bell. What I want to listen to is a bell before anything else. And so, in a way, it's what is important to see is that when we do sitting meditation, we're actually cultivating two things. We're cultivating the stability, the fact that we can sit here in a relatively straight, stable position, which actually physically does something to just be able to do that. And then at the same time, we kind of like we're sitting here and we have also the patience to just sit here, to accept, which will be the theme of this afternoon, to just sit here in this moment. And so what we have to be careful with this meditation, awareness meditation, mindfulness meditation, is not about trying to achieve a certain state of mind. Because I know a lot of people think that meditation, mindfulness, is about relaxation. I am not saying it's not relaxing, but I cannot guarantee it will be relaxing all the time, 24/7. And as you sit for 30 minutes in meditation, you might actually not feel relaxed trying to meditate. Because, in a way, what we're trying to do when we meditate is not to judge the meditation. Because often that's what we go into the judging, it should be like this, it should be like that. What we're trying to do is actually more stabilize, inhabit the moment as it occurs, as it appears. And so what with the listening meditation, what is interesting is that we cannot, the focus is very wide open. And so we just sit here, waiting for sound to happen. And that's in a way our focus, just listening to the sound, being aware of the sound, but without judging the sound. Oh, I like that one, I don't like that one, this remind me of this or that. But just to listen to the sound as they rise, stay a while, pass away. If the sound continues a bit, we can notice how it changes within itself. So what we're doing in meditation is generally using different tools of awareness, is first cultivating focusing. So generally focusing, anchoring in one thing in our experience. So we're not trying to be aware to everything to the same degree, but we choose one aspect of our experience, like the sound, for example, and we just focus on the sound. So that's our main anchor into what's happening right now. And also we focus in also looking deeply, inquiring way, but not analytically. We're just focusing and looking deeply into the fact that the sounds arise and pass away, and they change. In order for us to be more conscious, more aware, that we change, other people change. Because we have a tendency to fix ourselves, to fix others. They must always be good, or they're always bad. But actually, if we look, a lot of the time what we do is very much according to conditions. Our goodness, our badness, it's very much according to conditions. So in a way here, we're trying to be more aware of conditions, but not in a kind of analytical judging way. We're just kind of trying to rest into this moment of life and be with it in a way which is receptive, which accepts it, but within stability and within wisdom. Like, I mean, I think this here is going to be fairly safe and not much is going to happen. But of course, I was sitting, leading a retreat in Italy, and so we're sitting nearly toward the end of the sitting meditation, and suddenly we hear this thing in Italian, aiuto, aiuto, and I thought, what's that? And then, you know, we go out, and actually it was a guy saying, "Help, help, I am lost in the forest, you know, can somebody come and rescue me?" So of course, if we sit here and somebody cries, "Help, help," you know, we don't just say, "Help," arising, passing away. You know, we get up and do something. But hopefully nothing of that nature will happen, so we can just sit here and listen to the sound as they arise and pass away. So this is what I would like to suggest that we do for about 25 to 30 minutes. And then after that, we'll do some walking meditation. I will explain it then. What we have to see with meditation is that often we do meditation in the hope that we will have less thoughts. But when we sit in meditation, the first thing we realize is how many thoughts we have. Especially when you sit still in meditation, you have even more thought because nothing is going on. Nothing is distracting you. No television, no radio, no music, no telephone, mobile phone, no texting, whatever it is. So we just like with life in this moment. And one of the things that happens with life in this moment, in our being, is that we have thought. So thoughts are not a problem. Thoughts, we have thought because we have a brain, because we are human beings. So meditation is not trying to stop thought. But meditation is trying to help us to cultivate in such a way that the thoughts are going to become more light, more spacious. And also we have more freedom with our thoughts. Because sometimes the thought is like, the thought arises, we stick to it, we identify, this is me, this is my story, this is terrible or this is fantastic. And then we proliferate and we really go very far to place which can be very good or also very painful. And so the meditation is not trying to stop you having thoughts, but it's just trying not to, in a way, get caught up, lost in it. So the idea of the anchor, of the focus of the sounds, is that you try to be aware of the sounds inside the room, inside yourself, outside the room. And then you will become distracted by some thoughts, some feelings, some sensations. And then to remind yourself at some point, oh, I am here to meditate. And then you come back to the sound. Then you go away again. The past, the future, whatever, what am I doing here, or whatever it might be. And then, because you're sitting here with this intention to be aware, to be awake, you will notice and you'll come back again. And so this, that's one of the main things about the meditation. It's actually not that we stay with the listening all the time, but that we come back to the listening again and again and again, which then means that we will loosen the power of the mental habits, and also it's, we won't feed it so much. And then the mental habits can go back to its creative functioning of planning, imagining, judging, whatever it is. And then we lose its obsessive nature to go back to more its creative nature. So the point of the meditation is not to stop the thought or judge them, but actually to make the choice. That's what meditation helps us to do, to build up the power to make the choice. So that, in a way, we make the choice right now, coming here, I presume to follow what I suggest. And so you try to do the listening meditation. And then you become distracted, because that's what the mind and the body does to be attracted to this, that, or another. Then you become aware of that, and then you make the kind choice, the open choice, to come back to the listening. And the main reason you come back to the listening, actually, is because you have, I would say that generally you've thought what you were thinking before, and you will think it again. So why not try to come back to listening for once? Just a little different choice. You know, instead of continue to think what you thought maybe 50 or 100 times, you just come back to just listening. being with the sound in this moment. And then to become aware that in a way this moment can be interesting because things arise and pass away. And then we become more familiar with the fact that things change, but in an experiential manner, which then will dissolve a little our tendency to think it's always like this. It will never change. And so again, back to the meditation, it's really about the experience of sitting here, coming back to the listening, anchoring in what is going on, and seeing that also what is going on is changing. So that's what I would suggest we do. So if we find a comfortable posture, if you're sitting on the floor, find a posture which works for you. What is important is that the back is straight. If you sit on a chair, be careful. Personally, you might notice I sit in the middle of the chair so that I keep my back upright. And that's what I would recommend for you. If you sit at the back of the chair, be careful, because you really need to keep the back straight. Otherwise, if you sit at the back of the chair, you quickly do this, and you quickly do that, which is generally what you do in front of the TV, and generally you might fall asleep. So the idea is, if you can, if you don't have any specific pain in the back, to either sit with the back straight at the back, or sit in the middle of the chair and keep your back straight. Because that's what is important. Not rigid, we're not kind of automaton, but we try to find a posture which works for us. So at the beginning, the hands can be on each other like that, or they can be on the thigh, or they can be in front of us. Just find a posture which is easy. So the hands find a comfortable posture, the back is straight, the shoulders are open, and we try to start with a feeling of elongation, like you're going a little toward the sky, and then you settle. And then you can have the eyes closed, if that's what you're used to, or the eyes half closed, if that's what you're used to, whatever works. If you have the eyes half closed, you just gaze gently in front of you. If you have the eyes closed, you try not to tighten them up, but just gently close them. So you're aware of sitting here, back straight, the shoulders open. And then gently we open to the sound. Just listening to the sound. Arising, passing away. This is not a listening exercise, so we're not trying to listen to all the sound to the same degree in any moment. But we can anchor in the sound which seems to be most prominent, like the sound of some cars passing by. And then that goes. Then somebody might cough, and then that goes. So we focus on the sounds within a wide open awareness. In the background you have the thoughts, the feeling, the sensations, and we just let them arise and pass away as we come back again and again to listening. There are periods when the room is more silent, just listening to the silence, resting in the silence. if we become distracted, remembering our intention, becoming aware of the distraction, and making the choice to come back to the anchor, to listening to the sounds arising in this moment. Being aware of sounds without grasping or rejecting. being aware of sounds as they arise, stay a while, and pass away. Being aware that they also change within themselves. Each sound is a possible bell of mindfulness, bringing us back to the whole moment in a different way, with stability, with openness. Now there is going to be some